Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
Sorry, and I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are choking.
Sorry about that. I think I'm too excited because I haven't talked to you in a while on our podcast.
I know. We've been having some fun interviews and lots of good stuff going on behind the scenes with our business, which we're going to be talking about today.
Exciting stuff. I love sharing stuff about our business, about business ideas, and anything to do with business is like literally such a huge passion of mine, as you know. So let's go for it. Let's dive in.
Totally. And just for anyone who's listening out there, you know how we do our podcasts on like Tuesdays, which are more fitness, nutrition, wellness related. And then on Thursdays, we do this for fitness business. So if you're someone who's not interested in fitness business, we're totally cool. If you jump off now, just stick to the Tuesday ones because those ones are more just about fitness, nutrition, and wellness. Mm-hmm. But we do have, because of course, through our Fitchicks Academy programs, our fitness nutrition expert program, we have a ton of amazing women who are, you know, getting certified and now they're launching their own businesses, which is so cool. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions we get asked a lot is like, you know, what are some of the things that we have struggled with and overcame, or, you know, what's going on with our business? So today we're going to kind of talk about what it's like to be an entrepreneur, kind of the do's and don'ts from our experience, and not saying this is for everyone, but this is truly what, you know, if we can give any advice from what we've gone through and what we're currently going through, and just kind of pull back the curtain and let people see what's going on behind the scenes with Fit Chicks and Fit Chicks Academy.
Super fun stuff.
Totally. And I always love podcasts like this, and I love listening to podcasts like this, like when someone talks about like what they've gone through in their business, because everything always seems so bright and shiny and perfect on the outside. And that's not the case of what's going on all the time behind the scenes. So I love when people pull back the curtain and they're like, okay, this is what's really happening, or this is what really went down.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, I was filming and like everything crashed and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay, cool. I can relate.
Yeah. I actually just posted that on my Facebook the other day, because like last week I was traveling to San Diego to a business conference, and we're launching our Fit Chicks Challenge. So part of that, I'm doing like daily inspiration for the group. So every single day they get like their workouts, they get their nutrition plan, but they also get a video with me talking about a different area of, you know, living La Vida Fit Chick. And literally it was like, I filmed 15 videos, and because the internet connection where I was bad, the videos were all so blurry. I spent 2 hours filming all of them.
Yeah.
And then when I uploaded them, it was like so blurry. I was like, oh my God. Like, it was so frustrating, but at the same time, you know, that's part of business. But I refilmed them all and no one's going to know the difference. But that's just one of those things that I think a lot of people think it's like, oh, I want to do stuff like she's doing. And then not realizing like, oh my God, the amount of,
there were 72 takes. It's like, yeah. It's like the selfie game. It's like, you know, the picture that you post is probably not the first picture that you took.
Completely. It's like
your business is kind of the same idea. It's like whatever you put out there in the world is probably not the first rendition of what it was that you thought you were going to put out, or that you even began to create.
Well, and it's like everyone's always like, you're so photogenic. It's like, that's picture 173. Like, like, no, I'm not that photogenic. But okay, so I want to kind of start off. So I guess I'm going to ask you, so what would be one of your like a big like life lesson or advice based on something you've gone through that you would give to somebody who's just starting their business and is like, or has been doing their business for a while, but they're not necessarily, you know, where they want to be. What would be kind of your advice?
That's a really loaded question. I need a second. to think about that. Cause I'm like, geez. I mean, one of my things that I tell the people that, you know, cause we do business coaching as well, like one-on-one coaching. And with one of my clients that I'm working with, like one of my rules with my coaching clients is always like, take imperfect action, right? Like, I think that's something that I kind of feel like is a really good lesson that I've learned throughout the years, is that if you sit back, you wait for it to be perfect, you'll continue to analyze it and pick it apart and pull pieces out and be like, I don't know. And you'll never feel ready. So sometimes you just have to take action. And, you know, Laura, you and I, like, we balance each other really well in this business for that exact reason, because I am someone who's like, let's just take action. Let's put this out there. Let's see what happens. And then we'll figure it out. And like, let's launch an entire program and not even have the content built yet. And just see if people are interested. And if they're interested, then we're like gangbusters, build it, you know? Because I think that sometimes people spend so much time and so much energy, like say building a course. And then you built this entire course and it's taken you months and like blood, sweat, and tears and like late nights and early mornings and all things. And then what? Not one person registers. And then you're like, oh my gosh, what a waste. But like, it's not just that, there's probably just tweaks you need to make in order to make it work for what your audience needs. But I guess my advice is just like, you know, start taking more action and stop waiting for that moment.
Well, because I also think it's like when you're creating a program, you're also way too personally connected to it, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily know what your clients want. You're creating what you think they want. So the best thing to do, and that's why like, you know, even for us, when we built our fitness nutrition expert program, which a lot of people don't know, we posted the date. We had an outline, what we wanted to do. You know, we realized, okay, this is what we want to include.
Yeah.
But when we had people registering, we had no content built whatsoever.
Yeah, we had a very clear sort of idea as to where we wanted to go with it and what kind of information we needed in order for, you know, like with the accreditation process and all that stuff, like all of the building blocks of like what was requirements in order to have the certification out there. But like, yeah, we didn't have the actual, like the presentations built. We didn't have the content built out. We didn't even have the member site built. We were just kind of like, let's see what happens. And like, that's like the beauty of it though, right? Cause we were like, okay, people do want what we're putting, like they're picking up what we're putting down. So like, all right, now it's time to build. Like as soon as you have that one person that like signs up, okay, now it's time to start.
Well, and the thing too is you have to prove your concept. You have mm-hmm. to prove your concept. And this is what I say to a lot of my coaching clients is like, they're like, I want to create this 8-week program on digestive health, you know, and how to maximize your digestive health. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, that sounds great. But they might be like this one client I have, she is a fitness professional. She doesn't, so all of her clients come to her for fitness. No one comes to her for gut health. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, do you think your current audience, this is something that they would want? So I'm like, before you go ahead and build this 8-week program, you know, why don't you just even put it out there, start asking them,
yeah.
you know, is this a program you'd be interested in? And if so, you know, what would be the top things you would want to learn about gut health to maximize weight loss?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's so cool once you start to open up your proof of concept, because number one, you can figure out very quickly if this program is something that people are going to want.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you get feedback live of what you should include, which, you know, even for us, like when we first did Fit Chicks Academy, like our fitness and nutrition expert program, we've tweaked it as we go.
Every semester
based on feedback, right? Based on, because we want to make sure that we're delivering. And our problem is we like to over deliver, right? We want to educate so much in everything that sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. So throughout the time, we've started to, you know, weed out what's really important and what stuff that we could then add on in continuing education, like later on as you start to build your career and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I just find, you know, the proof of concept, like you've got it before you spend all that time building it, take that imperfect action, but do it in a way that you're like, okay, guys, like, is this something that you want? If
yeah. so,
what do you want to include? And then you build your course around that instead of building your course around what you think people want to know. Cause that's yeah. what mistakes that we've made, you know, like we've built, God, remember like years ago when we launched for Fit Chicks, we have Fit Chicks Bootcamp, and then we launched like a Zumba program because Zumba yeah. was really hot, and we were tying it in with like the same kind of program style that we've been doing with boot camp, which is like 4 or 8 weeks, 2 times a week, but we did it with Zumba instead for a different demographic. And it totally like it worked for 1 month.
And yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, we realized our mistake in the end was the whole idea that like people could get more Zumba classes and have more frequency and all that stuff at regular gyms. And so why would they pay a premium to take our classes and stuff? And we realized that it wasn't our market. It wasn't what we were nor. And, but it takes a lot of learnings, right? But like we put it out there and we were like, let's see what happens. Like knows, you know, maybe it'll work. And then, but you have to also know when to like take a step back and be like, okay, this isn't working. Do I let it go or do tweaking? Right? Like, I think that that's a really important thing too. To know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Exactly. And so, yeah, so I think that's like, I think that's a super good life lesson we've learned. One that I've learned and one that I know we still struggle with. And we were just talking about this the other day. And I think this is the entrepreneurial curse, because as entrepreneurs, anyone who's opening your own business, you're somebody who is creative, right? You're someone who gets inspired by creation. Like, you want to create things. That's what entrepreneurs essentially do.
I know where you're going with this.
We solve problems. You got to be a great problem solver to be an entrepreneur. And you also have to be, you know, you love creating things. Like, you have to be creative. Mm-hmm. So, and whether you do that yourself or you hire someone to do it for you. But the problem with that creation, and we were just talking about this, is that it leads to like 85 gazillion ideas every single day. Like, your brain is like an overload and you want to do everything. So as soon as you create something, you're like, I want to create this now. And I want to create this program. And I want to create this workouts. And I want to do this and this and this. And it's like the bright shiny syndrome.
Yeah.
And then you never fully give the attention that one thing needs to grow to what it needs to grow to.
100%. I remember, you know, when we were at that conference recently in Orlando, the ClickFunnels conference together, and Russell Brunson was on stage and he was talking about even his business. And he was saying, you know, in the beginning, he had, say, one business and it was making $1 million, for example. And then he thought, okay, well, if I create two more funnels, then I'll be making $3 million. And what happened was, when he created those three funnels, he was still making at the end of the year $1 million. And he's like, what? Like, that happened? You know, what's going on? And then, so then he's like, okay, well, maybe if I make 12 funnels, I think he said 12, I'll make 12 million. Like, trying to like basically duplicate what he was already doing and then keep multiplying his money. And he still kept making the same amount. And I think the problem was and is with entrepreneurs is that we try to do so much that if we're not focused on one thing and we're not doing it really well and killing it, then as soon as your energy is split and your focus is split, then your finances will also split in that same way. You have to just really like, really just be dedicated to one thing that is like, this is your signature program, or this is like the one thing that I always say, like, what is the one thing you want to be known for? Like, if someone is like searching you or searching your business, like, what is that one thing that you like? For us, it's like, I want to be known as like Fit Chicks Academy, like an educator, an education company. Like, those are the things that, like, that's what I really, really want. And so that's kind of what we're driving towards. You know what I mean?
Totally. And I know for us, like, it's really hard too. Like, we have essentially like an idea bank where, you know,
oh my gosh, I have a whole book. I remember I was going to write a book. Like, I'm like, yeah, like, I have a book where I wrote about the book I want to write.
But it's like, it's good to have a place that you can, like, whether it be a Google Doc or a spreadsheet or a physical book, that you literally, like, when you have the ideas, write them in your idea bank. So you can think, okay, later on I can revisit those, because as a, you know, an entrepreneur, as a creative, if you keep those ideas inside, it like sucks you up, right? Like, you're just like, I want to do this, or like, oh my God, I'm not doing enough. So if you have somewhere to have as like an outlet, you can at least even write those down. And, you know, maybe in a year, because you'll forget some of them, you can go back and be like, or even every month, you're like, actually, does this even make sense? Like, I know once we talked about like doing franchises, and was like, I do not. And I went through the whole process, starting like dealing with lawyers and going through the legal process. And I remember you were the one who wanted to do it. And on my gut, I was like, I really don't want to do this. And then it was just like, even going through the legal process, I'm like, this is not what I want to be doing. But, and then we talked about it and it didn't make sense for our overall bigger vision for our company. And it was like, so we explored it, but then it was like off the list. But in theory, some things sound great, but in actuality, they're not necessarily a fit. So that's my kind of big advice, is like, just stay focused on the one thing that's working, and until that's grown to the place that you want it to be, don't start adding all these other things. Right. Because, you know, when we first started in business, we had that mindset of like, the more programs we offer, the more money we can make, or the more people we can help. When in all reality, it's like, if you just focus on that one program, like our boot camp was helping so many women and it was growing so quickly because it had all of our focus. And once we started splitting that too, we started to see changes in our business flow. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
So of course. That's my advice, is just like, focus on one thing, but make sure it's something that is already the proven concept that's working. Like, don't be like, I'm going to put all my focus into this 8-week program that no one wants and no one signed up for. But like Laura said, stick with the one thing. You know, like, if it's not working, ditch it, do something else, and don't get personal about it. Just ditch it and move forward. But like,
Don't grow an attachment to your ideas, because your ideas are just ideas. And if they're not working, then just, you got to just learn to like, let them go. But what I was going to add to what you were just saying about the idea bank, the book, like writing it down, whether it's a Google Doc or whatever. And something that's really cool about that too, is that, you know, one of the things that we do in our business every single year is that we set up our goals for the next year. So we kind of like sit down by the end, you know, at the end of each year, and we kind of figure out like, what do we want to do for the next year? Like, we know where we kind of want to go, like in terms of like big picture with our business, but like every single year we kind of set these milestones up to be like, okay, these are things we want to achieve. And using that as kind of your guide, because sometimes, I mean, what I find what happens is once you write it or once you put it somewhere, it kind of puts like wheels in motion, even if you're not really trying to put wheels in motion. It's kind of like, okay, like these ideas are in a place where like I won't forget about them. And then you might actually be like, okay, now next year is the year that I want to like, you know, create the DVDs, or I want to like create the online program, want to do these things. And it's funny how like it becomes like, instead of an idea list, sometimes it also becomes like your milestone list.
Completely. Like, I find for us this year, like what our kind of major goal is, and we're really transparent about our business, like we, whatever people want to know. but that was one of our major goals, was just getting focused and stop trying. We're focusing on Fitchix Academy. That's where we want to grow, because that's where we feel like we're making the most positive impact in the world, is by certifying other fitness professionals and helping them to start their businesses. So then they can not only create lives that are amazing for themselves, but also build healthier communities. Because once you have the tools to teach, you know, fitness, teach nutrition, you get more people moving, you get more people eating healthy, you get more people changing their habits. So that's one thing for us that we sat down and like, what is our mission? Like, what do we want to do? And our work in the world has always been about helping women, and fitness and nutrition is the foundation to everything in your life, right? So I think that, like, for anyone out there who's just feeling like overwhelmed, it's just like, don't worry. It still, for us, gets overwhelming at times too. But it's just like, it's every year, just kind of sit back and do that refresh and do like, what do I want in my life? Like, what do I want to create? What's the purpose of what I'm doing? Because I think sometimes with business, that's one thing. And I know somewhere around like year 5 or 6, when we were first getting into the online space, we were like at a place where we were kind of like feeling a bit stuck. Because we weren't loving what we were doing. Like, I'm like, I don't want to be a fitness instructor for the rest of my life. Like, I don't feel like that's my calling. And I was starting to feel very antsy. Mm-hmm. And then when we launched Fitchix Academy, it was like suddenly like I felt like all the purpose, like everything I meant to do in this world made sense to me. So like, I just, yeah, like it's that kind of going with the flow and knowing that like things can change and ebb and flow, and it's okay if you don't feel 100% in love with your business all the time.
Yeah. And also knowing that like, as you evolve, your business will probably evolve too. Cause like what you were just saying, like just to add to it, like, you know, when we started off teaching fitness classes, we were really like, we're so in it, you know, like teaching fitness. Like, I love it. And I still do. Like, when we do our retreats and stuff, like, I love teaching group fitness classes, and I love inspiring women, and I love challenge them and physically like feel like that energy, that give and take. I love it. But to do it every single day just doesn't fit with the type of lifestyle and the sort of flow of my life now. So I can't necessarily teach my fitness classes. And I also just, you know, as I got older, I was like, that's not necessarily where I want to be. But knowing that like your business can evolve with you. So like, if that's where you started off, that's amazing. But like, or if you start off teaching high intensity interval classes, and then now as like, maybe, you know, you're recovering from an injury, or you're getting older, or you're just, you know, all of a sudden your focus has shifted and you're just like, you're really into yoga now. Like, that's okay. Like, you can shift. And then that just means that like, either your clients that you currently have will shift with you, or if they don't, then they will find something else, and you will find new clients that you connect with, right? Like, so don't be afraid of that, like of that slight change or that shift in your business model.
Exactly. Like, that's one thing too. Like, so my other like life lesson, I guess, in a sense. Cause like, we talked about taking a perfect action. We talked about not getting you know, distracted by the bright, shiny things and focusing on one thing. And there's a great book called The One Thing. I could see it right now on my bookshelf and I can't grab it to see the author, but it's called, if you Google the book, The One Thing, it just is all about getting your mindset on focusing on the most important thing. And it talks about the whole idea of, like, you know, we don't have priorities. There's only room for one. That's why the word is priority. You know, there's only one priority. So you can't focus on 85 things and expect that one thing to grow. So just, you know, finding clear, not only the one thing that you want to grow, but the one thing that's really important to you, like what's important to you and what fills your cup and what lights you up, you know, like what makes you pumped about your business. Mm-hmm. And for us, that used to be teaching classes, but for me now it's teaching classes, but in a different way, teaching to certify people, you know what I mean? Instead of teaching the actual workouts. Mm-hmm. And also moving into our next venture, which we're ready to take the step, guys, as we just talked about, focus on one thing. We have been focusing on our fitness and nutrition expert program and our holistic nutrition weight loss expert program, which starts June 26th for anyone who wants to join. It's for fitness professionals who are looking to expand and get certified in nutrition. So we have been focusing on those and we have a clear action plan of what we want to take with those, and that's set in place. The other thing that because we get asked all the time and we do it on the side, is business coaching.
Yeah. And I'm so excited.
Sorry, I know.
I don't mean to sing. I get really excited and I sing to, like, my clients. I draw pictures for them. I'm, like, very involved with my coaching.
Oh, that's okay. You should have seen those videos I was just talking about that I filmed. I have, like, dance moves in, like, 6 of them that are, like, so cheese. Like, I'm like, why am I dancing? But I was like,
because you're so excited. All right. So yeah, but yeah, we're starting, we're going to start doing some business coaching.
Well, we're going to launch a group business coaching program because we've had so many, like, we have a waiting list that's insane of people who are like, okay, I want to coach with you guys. But the problem is right now we're just doing the one-on-one, which of course, like we're saying, stay focused, like be very protective of your time. So we're like, God, yeah, we want to help these people, but it's like, we can't do it. You know, can't have 100 clients all one-on-one.
Yeah.
So we're launching a group business coaching program for people who are looking to, especially expand their businesses in the online space, because we have gone through all the trial and error for you guys. So we know what it's like and how you guys can easily build your programs, build your content, create these amazing programs and launch them online. So that is going to be coming out soon. I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm always excited about, but again, this goes back to what you were saying in the beginning, being an entrepreneur. It's like, I always get really excited about new things. Like, it's like the new shiny thing. I'm like, ooh, that doesn't mean that we're going to take any focus away from our fitness and nutrition expert program or our holistic nutrition weight loss expert program. It just means that those programs now, like what we were talking about, where it's like you have the one thing that you focus on, like those programs are like, we review them every semester. We make sure the content's clear, that it's up to date, that we are supporting in the best way possible. But we have been running them for so long now, like for so many semesters now, that we feel like they have a really solid foundation. So now is the time to shift. You know, it's not like we ran it once and then we're like, okay, now let's do something else. Like, it's literally like, okay, we feel like this is kind of like a well-oiled machine. So how do we now, you know, elevate our business and elevate how we can impact other people. So that's the place that I think you have to wait for, you know, before you start doing new things.
Completely. And it's also like, you know, you have to be really passionate about the things that you're doing in the business side. Cause even in our fitness nutrition expert program, we included a business section because we know how important it is to have that knowledge, you know, and that's something a lot of people don't realize about you and I, is that our background is in business. Like, we started our careers corporate. When we started FitChicks, we were literally working corporate jobs full time. You know, I was in marketing, you were in sales. We were doing the grind, finishing work, like working 50, 60 hours a week at our day grown-up jobs, then teaching 4 nights a week, then postering and marketing after that. Like, so for us, it was like this transition from corporate into opening our own business, and health and fitness happened to be the thing that we loved. And then, like, so it's kind of, it was interesting. I was thinking about this actually on the flight back from Seattle, from San Diego. It was like, almost like it's come full circle again, because my passion right now is in online business, internet marketing, all that stuff. Like that's where I'm so, like I'm loving reading about it. I'm loving growing in that space. I'm loving helping others grow in that space. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, you know, before my passion was so much just about the fitness and the nutrition because I saw how it changed my life and, you know, it's changed my clients' lives too. But it's funny because it just feels like it's kind of come full circle. Started in business and now it's like coming back to that business side of me again. Mm-hmm.
No, I totally feel you. Like I've always said like my three biggest passions was always like health and nutrition because of the way that it transformed me as well. Music, just because it's always been kind of like a personal passion of mine, even though I don't know how to play any instruments except for the bagpipes. No, anyone, anyone else out there feel the same way? Bagpipes rule. And that's like the weirdest fact about me, I think, is that I know how to play the bagpipes. And my third passion has always been business. Like when I think about like all of my time in corporate and any kind of like, you know, learnings and stuff, like I've always been kind of obsessed with it. Like I've always been kind of obsessed with the idea of like just how business works and like how to create really good business plans. Like I find that stuff so interesting. So I'm excited about this new part of this new extension of our academy.
Me too. Mm-hmm. So for anyone who's listening to our business podcast, you're interested in learning more, we're going to be talking more about our journey as we kind of go through building this. Because of course, we're doing what we told you guys, and we're going to test the concept. So we're going to be doing it with...
We have a small beta test.
Yeah, a small beta group. Because of course, you know, before we launch it out, we want to make sure that it's
work out the kinks. Yeah.
But we'll be sharing it with you guys kind of on the business podcast where we're at with that, what's kind of going on and where you can get more information once information is up. Mm-hmm. And just kind of hoping to support you too on your journey to creating some amazing awesomeness in the world. And that's one thing I have to say before we wrap this up is I think this is why I'm so obsessed with launching online courses and internet marketing, because it's such an amazing time that we're in right now. You know, when we first launched FitChicks, it was like, we literally had to put up posters to get people in our classes because to buy an ad in the newspaper was like $5,000. And at that point, yes, there was the internet, but it was like, you could only buy those banner ads. Like,
yeah.
That were also, you know, $3,000 because they were so like, there was only a few people doing them. And now it's like, you can launch an online course, you know, without even having a website.
Yeah.
You don't even need a website. You can run it all completely for free. And we, of course, we're going to talk about, you know, in future things, all of those free, really cool sites and tools and things you can use. But like, you can launch it for free. You can launch it with different systems that you just pay a small monthly fee and you can build it all yourself. It's like, if you can write an email, you can literally build your own online membership site with drag and drop, you know?
Exactly. Like,
and that's what I find, there's just that barrier now is gone and we can all really share with the world what we want to and help the people we want to help, whether it be in fitness, nutrition, wellness, you know, business coaching, whatever it is. It's like, it's accessible to everybody. You just have to, you know, you just have to learn how to do it, which is what essentially we're going to teach in this business course.
Exactly.
So yeah, so exciting times ahead. So of course, if you guys have any questions at all, you can email us at info@fitchicks.ca. You can also check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. We have our awesome upcoming programs. Like Amanda said, in our fitness and nutrition expert program, we do have a business section as well. So if you're interested in getting certified and starting your business in fitness and nutrition, then that's a course for you. It starts in September. And then we have, for any fitness professionals already looking to expand their offerings and be able to, you know, open new programs. We've had amazing grads who are just killing it with this addition. We also have the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program. So all of those are at fitchicksacademy.com. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you're liking the podcast, give us a rating, please, and thank you. And let us know what you want to hear from us because we want to make sure we're delivering on that.
Exactly.
Okay, guys. Well, we're off to build some businesses, so we'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.